This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio's support for the current streetcar project is no more. The six-mile transit program was supposed to be introduced to the city to rail lost its City Hall support yesterday. But in an interview today, Mayor Ivy Taylor explained it to us that doesn't mean streetcar is dead.
I don't like to use the word dead. Yesterday I characterized it as pushing the pause button, so I think we're just taking a step back. I hope they can take a step back and examine the feedback that they've gotten from the public to determine how they could possibly create a path forward for a project that would achieve some of the same objectives but may look a little different or be more comprehensive and actually be in line with a framework that addresses the needs of more of the city.
So we're talking about streetcar this hour on The Source. We invite you to call in and have your say. What do you want to see happen with rail in San Antonio, whether it be light rail or streetcar? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org or write directly on the show page on our website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, TPR City Hall reporter Ryan Lloyd's been covering this thing from the very beginning, and also San Antonio Express News transportation reporter Viana Davila. She's been all over this. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you, Dave, for having us.
So, Ryan, what happened?
Well, it was a very, I would say, unexpected and surprising kind of move. City Council went into executive session yesterday at 2:00.
They were supposed to look at the petitions.
They were. They had gone into executive session to kind of examine how they were going to handle the petition that had started to try to get streetcar to a vote by changing the city charter. When they came out about 2 hours later, they had announced that they were going to draft an ordinance or ask city staff to draft an ordinance that would pull $32 million that the city had vowed to contribute to the streetcar and say that would be no more.
Viana, was this a surprise?
I've heard it described both as a surprise and then yet not unexpected. I think it was a surprise, just as Ryan said, because it was expected to really be about petitions, and I think people thought that council would announce something, but I'm not sure if folks thought it would be as sort of far-reaching as it was. And then I think it also was a surprise, at least to the public, that County Judge Wolf was also there. There had been talks for months about concerns that he and the council had about this current plan. I'm just not sure that anyone was expecting it so swiftly and all at once yesterday.
Right. So County Judge Wolf was there. So what is his role in this, Viana?
Well, he's been sort of the big champion, probably the most vocal of elected officials. He's been the biggest champion of this project. Originally, Bexar County had funds tied up in this project. When VIA voted to do this in summer of 2011, the county followed and contributed $55 million to the project. They later increased that to $92 million, and it was from Advanced Transportation District funds. That's a transportation sales tax that's collected by VIA, the city, technically TxDOT, but TxDOT was funneling some of its money to Bexar County. That later became very controversial because ATD, when it was voted in 2004, that tax, voters were told it would never go to light rail. And that's really the first issue that opponents raised. They said, streetcar is light rail. You can't spend this money on streetcar. The county never backed down from their belief that streetcar and light rail are different. But what they did is they swapped out the money with $92 million from TxDOT and put the ATD money on a highway project. So in a way, you could argue that the county financially is technically no longer tied up in this, but Judge Wolf has really always been associated with it.
Judge Wolf, in a reelection campaign in November, his Republican opponent, Carlton Soles, former city council member, he has been a strong streetcar opponent, and had this been on the ballot, do you think, Ryan, that this would have been a problem for Judge Wolf?
Well, I talked to Ivy Taylor this morning. I sat down with her in her office, and she said, everything at this point is political. Judge Wolf is in a re-election campaign. So it's hard to remove that political aspect of this issue. But, she said that really for her, You know, this swift move, as Vienna described, is really because the people did not support it. It was not evident to her that a larger community supported this issue.
If there had been more community support, that could have helped to change the dialogue. The fact that there weren't many people willing to speak loudly in favor of the project showed that there were still some concerns. Even for those who wanted to see it move forward, I think they still had some concerns.
So she says people weren't speaking loudly about it, or we really weren't having that community-wide dialogue. We invite people to call in right now. Tell us what you think about Streetcar. Were you opposed to it? Would you have supported it? Do you think this is a great way to try to introduce San Antonio to rail, maybe grow a light rail system across the city? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Let's get our first caller on the air. Shamir has called in. Shamir, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the topic. The lady who was just speaking kind of clarified one of my concerns, which was the funding and where it was coming from. And my understanding was it was originally allocated for something else. And so that was the best clarification I've heard so far. And I don't know how many other people might still be under the impression that the money was supposed to be, you know, was taken from somewhere else. That was like highway funds for other parts of the city. So that was one of my, I guess, misconceptions. Originally, I was against the streetcar for that main reason, and I would still like to see a voter, people voting on it outside of just city council. But I think that I don't. A lot of people understand that as far as the funding was fixed or switched, and I think that might be the key. I don't know if that's the key issue that's still the challenge to streetcar was. Well, where's the money coming from?
So, Mayor, thank you for all right. Thank you for that call. I appreciate it. So, Vianna, he's bringing up the point that there was a lot of confusing information out in across San Antonio, not because of what you've written. I mean, you were telling the story, but there were voices out there that were saying misinformation.
That's really interesting that he brings that up because, I mean, I know I've written that ad nauseum over and over about the swap. You know, a lot of the folks that are opponents of this project have they've used the term money laundering or like washing the dollars that essentially, you know, Bexar County, by switching its ATD funds over to the 1604 project, that essentially it was just, you know, it's just a way of hiding that they had been using the money and then TxDOT money has been swapped in. So it's really interesting. I mean, but it also raises that a lot of people were very upset by the fact that that ATD, you know, it raises the issue again that there were concerns about the process.
Okay, we're going to continue talking about streetcar. We're spending the hour talking about this. We want to get to the facts of it, talk about where we are, where we're going, what are the options, what's going to happen to all of this money that TxDOT, did they just take it back or does it get reallocated for this area? So many unanswered questions. We want to hear your questions and comments. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We're going to be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies talking about streetcar. What happened yesterday, the city of San Antonio pulls its support. Also, County Judge Nelson Wolf, he's going to advise his members of VIA to also reconsider streetcar. We want to hear your questions and comments. Numbers 210-614-8980. Let's bring in another guest into the conversation. Jeremiro Cavazos, he's the president and CEO of the San Antonio Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So, Jeremiro, what do you think about how things are developing with streetcar?
Well, I think it's what's beautiful about San Antonio. We're a city that is very dynamic, and we are growing up, and we're challenging each other about what that future should look like, and so this decision that was made is about our ridership, our people, and it's also showing transition in the movement of governance in our community. We're a stable city. Our economic expansion is bringing new issues forward about what kind of city we want to grow up to be and how we make investments in ourselves. And I think yesterday everybody paused to say that they wanted to think through streetcar as the next investment.
So as a business guy, the people were making investments on Streetcar. We saw development down Broadway. We saw interest going down Martin, where it was going towards the east side of downtown. People were counting on Streetcar. We were told that this was a done deal, that this could not be derailed. Now it's not. It's become undone. So what does this mean for the people who have invested?
Well, we're going to stand together with or without Streetcar. I have had the opportunity to speak to folks on both sides of the issue, including Judge Wolf and folks who feel that they don't think that Streetcar is the way to go. And everything that I'm hearing is everybody agrees that San Antonio and downtown, especially the Central Business District, will continue to grow. Imagine the investments that have happened to expand the river reach going north and south, more millions of dollars than the $32 million that the city has decided not to spend on Streetcar. Imagine the investments that have been made in San Antonio to grow our infrastructure, to avoid flooding from happening downtown when heavy rains come. But look at Brooks Development Authority and the port of the city, our medical school, the airport expansion. Many of these investments are making San Antonio's quality of life better. And pre-K for SA, another big initiative. Investments of close to $200 million have already been announced in building new housing downtown along where the streetcar was going to go.
Yeah, but now there's no streetcar. So those people put that housing in place thinking that they were going to have this cool public transportation thing happening right at their front door.
Well, the good news, David, is these investments are going to continue, as I said earlier, with or without streetcar. It may not be the streetcar line that they had hoped would go there, but we have great infrastructure downtown in San Antonio, and if not now, maybe later. But at the end of the day, San Antonio's economy is one of the strongest in the country, according to Forbes magazine. We have over 100,000 young people going to college. And so I think we stand together with this decision, knowing that it might be a step back and a pause. We certainly were in favor of Streetcar as a continued investment in downtown. But at the end of the day, the government of our city, the city and the county, has said that right now is not the right time, that they feel that there's enough opinion out there that is disconcerting enough. And so while we ourselves might be, like the judge, disappointed that it's not moving forward, not all is lost. We have so many good things happening in San Antonio, especially downtown, that momentum is going to continue, in my opinion.
Viana Davila over at San Antonio Express News, transportation reporter. This plan, the streetcar plan, was supposed to take about 80% of the buses that go through downtown out of downtown. So is that still going to happen?
And I'm sorry, David, you cut out a little bit, but I think you said that Via has said that with streetcar it would take 60% of the buses?
I saw 80%, but maybe it was 60.
60 is the number I've heard. That is a question that we have as well. What does that mean? It hasn't been fully answered. Hopefully we will in the next couple of days. The key here is that VIA has these two transit centers on the west and east side of downtown, which were part of the planned streetcar system, and those were supposed to become the transfer points. And VIA has said that streetcar is what will make that possible. The question now is, can you do it without the streetcar line there? And what happens to the investment in those two projects, particularly the west side project, which, was the recipient of a $15 million federal grant that's very difficult to get? What happens to that money? What happens to that? We don't know yet.
So, Ramiro, the business community does not like surprises, right?
Did you say does not like surprises?
Yes.
That's correct.
If you've got a new administration at City Hall and suddenly plans that look like they were a sure deal are no longer on the table, and who knows what's happening, this uncertainty. So how's the business community taking that?
Well, I think Viana knows that the business community was split on this issue. Not everyone in the business community was convinced that streetcar was the way to go. And I think that's what manifested itself yesterday. Getting back to the Westside Multimodal Center and the Thompson Center on the Near East Side, the good news is that my understanding is that, you know, VIA might need to move most of its headquarters operations to that Westside Multimodal Center. So the use of some of those federal funds down the line will be beneficial if we connect that center to eventually to Austin through the Lone Star Rail. The hope was that the streetcar would connect to that Westside Multimodal Center so folks could use the rail once it's realized to get up to Austin and back. On the east side by the Alamo Dome, the Thompson Center, the infrastructure is already there. It's just underutilized. So we've made wise investments in our future on both of those facilities, and we just need to maximize their use in the meantime until and if there's a future day when the voters vote to have streetcar. But in the meantime, growth is happening in San Antonio. We're growing by 20% every 10 years in population, and that's happened since 1980. And for a city with 1.3 million to sustain that is unheard of. And so we're going to need a better way to get around. It is a 60% reduction in the buses and the transfer points between 4 and 6 p.m. downtown. In the meantime, we'll still have the growing congestion, David, and some of the environmental concerns that you see today downtown when you're driving, looking at all these transfer points. And for us, it's about getting the working people and the riders in San Antonio to get to where they need to be in an affordable way.
Ramiro Cavazos, President and CEO of the San Antonio Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
So Ryan Lloyd, TPR City Hall reporter, Ramiro was talking about the congestion in San Antonio. Was that something that in your interview with Ivy Taylor, Mayor Taylor, that she brought up?
Yeah, you know, she's an urban planner, and she says she's not against a streetcar idea. She just wants more consensus and community support behind it. But she said that if we do have a rail system, she would want one that would connect key employment centers or key areas of the city that would be tied in with the major highway routes. But she did say that, yes, we do have that tremendous growth. And
all the studies show that we just can't build enough roads to keep up to create the capacity for all the people that are going to be here. So we have to have other ways for people to get around. So folks have to start wrapping their minds around that and thinking about maybe different ways of moving about and different ways of living.
Okay, back to the phones now. If you want to join the conversation, it's 210-614-8980. Fred has called in. Fred, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just think San Antonio voters will never approve light rail. And the reason being is that even federal government studies have shown that smart bus technology can achieve the same thing with, you know, about two-thirds of the reduction in cost. And you can have dedicated bus lanes. You can have rail where you have right-of-way rail lines, such as some of these old gravel trains will eventually free up. But as far as taking, you know, competing with streets, traffic, the light rail is going to use the same streets. And the smart bus technology can control lights. It can move a lot of people. And I think that's the future. And I think that's what San Antonio wants, a cheap way to increase its mass transit.
Okay, Fred, thank you for that call. Appreciate that. So, Viana, what would be the future of trying to get rail to San Antonio? They talked about a future vote. What is that like?
Right. I mean, well, that's the question. Mayor Taylor, excuse me, said in her interview we need to be thinking maybe about, you know, recalibrating this plan so it can takes in, you know, other parts of the city. So when I hear that, I'm thinking, okay, does that mean rail to the airport, rail to, you know, I-10?
I asked her about the airport. She said, yeah, let's do the airport.
Right. A lot of people bring that up.
Yeah.
So, you know, perhaps that could be what they're talking about when they, you know, talk about folding this into a comprehensive plan. I mean, the question is, and always has been, how do you pay for it? Because every extra mile you do, you know, the longer you go, the more expensive it is. And I think that was sort of the point of the streetcar, was it was affordable. It was the beginning. So I guess the question will be, is if a, you know, city gets together with FIA and they decide, just an example, okay, airport's the way to go, a light rail line, you know, that goes that way, how much will it cost, A, and then B, if it's more than local funds,
you know, are able to afford, do you have to, you know, what kind of vote are you asking for? Is it just a vote to approve light rail, or is it a vote for, you know, extra money? And that, I think, will be the big questions going forward. What is entailed in a vote? How do you pay for any of these projects that the city might want to see?
Okay, another caller quickly on the air, Javier. Javier, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My, I guess, comment and question is this. I remember back in the 80s, proposed having a monorail system here in San Antonio, and one of the major reasons why it didn't work out was because back in the 80s, we were paying, 96 cents a gallon for gas and stuff, so people were like, well, why should I give up my transportation when, have a car and stuff like that? I guess now, being that we have, problems with fuel costs and everything else and stuff like that, why don't we go back to that monorail system? Because for me, it seems like the major problem is, like you said, you're going to have congestion and everything else. Well, going above, the ground, going above everything, and maybe even using highway system and connecting to that, you know, it would make it much easier. And then you can connect with Austin, Houston, you know, all these other ones.
Okay, Javier, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. And above ground, a monorail system, that would be even much, much, much more expensive a factor. So I don't think if we could afford that, but thank you for that suggestion. We're going to continue the conversation talking about San Antonio's rail future now that the modern streetcar is no longer on track in San Antonio. I want to thank our two guests. We've got the TPR City Hall reporter, Ryan Lloyd, and Express News transportation reporter, Viana Davila. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
We continue the conversation after the NPR news break. Stay with us. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. We're continuing our conversation about streetcar in San Antonio. What do you want to see happen to it? Yesterday, Mayor Ivy Taylor said the city of San Antonio would pull back its funds, its $32 million, and dedicate that to other projects downtown, which were not specified. What do you think about streetcar? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. We had some comments on Facebook when Marie says, wow, someone actually has the cojones to stop the insanity. $150 million for 4.5 miles of track. Insane. Another person, Yvonne, says 6 miles of track downtown is not mass transit. And in the studio to talk more about streetcar and where we are and how we got here, Greg Brockhaus. He was a campaign manager for the petition drive part of a coalition of people who were opposed or had serious questions about streetcar in San Antonio. So, Greg, welcome to The Source.
No, thank you. I appreciate the time to be here and talk about this.
So what did you think when Mayor Ivy Taylor said, no streetcar?
Well, you know, it was unexpected. We were actually down there, me and a couple members of the coalition, just trying to find out what the status was on the petition itself, you know, the validation process. So we were expecting one thing and we came out with another. And you know, quite honestly, you kind of have to call it a stunning success. I mean, whichever way you look at it, I think the city of San Antonio, and specifically congratulations to Mayor Taylor for making the right move and taking a step back and being humble about it and listening to the will of the people. So I think overall we're very pleased with that. There's a couple of still large questions sitting out there that we have some serious concerns about. But on the whole, you know, we submitted 27,000 signatures, over 23,000 of them pre-verified. That's 4 or 5 months of hard work, years of work by several members of the coalition. And I think what you saw was democracy in action. We followed, you know, the precedent, state law, the charter amendment process to the T. And I think we had a great time. And it was a coalition, a broad-based group of people. And I think it paid off in the end. It paid off because our elected officials listened. And I think the mayor gets off on a great foot with this one, with the community, by saying, I'm here and I'm paying attention to what's important to you. So I think it's a big win all around.
Would you have rather have had the vote in November?
Well, you know, the timing of the vote, you know, and there's been a lot of conjecture. Some folks feel politically it's good in November. Some feel it's good in May. I mean, whether it's Judge Wolf or it's Carlton Souls, or all, back and forth. You have a bunch of different reasons to have an election. The bottom line is we just want the right to vote. And you can throw around a lot of different personal political agendas on that. But the bottom line is the citizens signed for the opportunity to have a say in streetcar. That's what they wanted, and I think that's what's going to get delivered. How we get there, it's still up in the air, and we got a 27,000 signature petition sitting out there, and it still hasn't been answered. We don't know what the validation is on that. The city clerk said she was submitted on August 6th, but quite frankly, I mean, the city council really doesn't have any authority to disregard or ignore the petition. They either have to validate it or invalidate it. And then at that point, they have ministerial duties, if anything at all, to place that on the next available election.
So you still want this on the ballot in November?
At this point, it's not what we want. We have submitted a valid petition. The city council.
Well, that's what you specifically want.
We just want it on the next available election. If it turns out to be November, then it's going to be November. But the city council has to validate the petition. So what you didn't hear in yesterday's press conference was, you know, that definitive answer. So we were told by the city clerk she'd have the count completed in 20 days, which would have been on the 28th. We would have had the results. We didn't get the results. So now we have to wait till the 6th. So we're sitting here examining what the next steps really are. The last thing you want to do is to be a, you know, an ungracious winner. So we want to work with the city of San Antonio to find the best possible answer going forward in collaboration to make sure that two things happen. One, the voice of the citizens are heard, and that we take care of the community of San Antonio and the city council in working in partnership to do what's right for the community as a whole right now and to back out of this as professionally as possible. We're willing to do that.
So as the petition was being put out in San Antonio and you're asking people to sign it, you were telling people that we needed a vote, that everyone has a chance to should have a voice and should vote on this. So a signature on the petition means you want this to come to a vote, right?
Right, and that's very definitive.
So it's not necessarily a signature on the petition means you were anti-streetcar.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, you can take look at Chris Medina, perfect example. He is pro-streetcar, but yet he came out in favor of the petition. And I think you heard several council members shift in that direction that were pro-streetcar. So all the petition was, this is really a two-step process. Number one is get the public the right to vote through charter amendments so it cannot be undone, right? So we want that on the November election or the May election, whichever one is the next available election. Let's get it on the ballot. Let's give us the right to vote. And then something actually has to trigger the right to vote on streetcar itself. And so we would have probably ended up voting in May again anyways to actually kill the streetcar. I mean, this particular point in time, I think the city's preempted that with the large voice that came out and said, so, in opposition, no.
So when you say that the city would have voted in May to kill a streetcar, you mean by through candidates that would have come up and saying, I'm anti-streetcar?
Oh, no, because we really weren't voting on streetcar right now. We were just simply, the petition was simply about the right to vote.
Okay, so and the idea was to get that on the November ballot.
Yes.
Now, you've blogged in the past about your point of view about trying to get Carlton Soles elected as county judge.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that they need to create an issue that would help him do that. And if by creating a strong issue, then that would be something that would help him. And is this what you were talking about?
Yeah, you know, there's multiple issues, I think. And yes, I'm a supporter of Carlton Soles. And Judge Wolf, you know, he basically stood up there yesterday and said, win some, lose some. So, you know, do I think the judge needs to be evaluated on the merits of what he's done? Of course, there's San Pedro Creek. There's the flood control drainage issues. There's a lot of spending issues, I think, that Nelson Wolf has a lot of things to answer for to the citizens of San Antonio. Streetcar is one of them. And since you brought up the political side of things, I think it's a glaring issue right now how Nelson Wolf has removed himself from this, very similar to the way he did with Applewhite. When he removed himself from that discussion and got defeated twice at the ballot, here he comes back again with streetcar. So it's a pattern here, and I think we need to get back to the basics of city government. Do I think Carlton Soles is the answer for that? Sure. Do I think he's a streetcar-only kind of guy? No. I mean, he has to run a campaign that's going to be based on multiple issues and taking the fight straight to Judge Wolf, and it works out. It works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the bottom line is this wasn't about Judge Wolf. And it wasn't about Carlton Soles. It was about the community and their opportunity to vote on where their hard-earned tax dollars are going.
But it seems very odd that this very modest transportation project wasn't going to have any tax increase, suddenly became this gigantic issue. You know, to me, it's like one way or the other, no big chasm's going to open up and swallow San Antonio if we have streetcar, if we don't have streetcar. But suddenly people are running around with their hair on fire, acting like this was going to ruin the city one way or the other.
David, if $500 million is a small project to you, I guess you're doing a lot better off than everybody else in the city of San Antonio. That's an embarrassingly large amount of money for a very small project that is implemented by an unelected via board. So I'm going to push back on that.
We have, we have all sorts of things that are unelected, you know, unelected SAWs, unelected CPS Energy. We have a system. So that is a disingenuous red herring to try and throw up into a conversation. We're talking about a specific item and the way transport and what transportation costs. But compared to other projects, like the one in Austin that's being proposed, it's going to be $1 billion, then, yeah, these things cost a lot of money.
Which
yeah,
the citizens are voting on.
But that they'll be voting on.
Exactly.
But that's a tax increase. So, I mean, so this there's a lot going on here that's not just streetcar, and it's interesting to me that this all kind of came up.
Well, you know, and I'm going to push back just real quick on a couple of those points if I got a minute. But this is about the citizens and their opportunity to choose. We cannot disregard that. And if it's $500 million, $280 million,
it's a lot
of money.
We're talking about city. The city was $30 million, $32 million.
No. It's all taxpayer dollars, David, and that's where you're missing the boat here. $32 million,
right,
you can segment it, but this is about—
Okay, we're out of time. We're out of time. Okay. Thank you, Greg, for being on here, and we'll continue talking later about these things. And we're going to go a quick break. When we come back, we'll take these calls. We'll get more talk about streetcar. This is The Source on KSTX. Stay with us.
Well, I'm hoping that this is a longer-term solution, that is to get more community input, that is to better understand what the needs of the local residents are, because I think streetcar should be on our horizon, both in terms of connecting us to Austin, connecting downtown to the medical center, connecting all the major urban thoroughfares.
I think it's a good decision. I think that money can be put to better things.
Put more buses on. That's what they need more than anything else, because you got to wait a half an hour for most bus lines.
I don't think we have enough transportation around this town. Even Austin has a much better system lined up.
Because we aren't San Francisco, we're not Houston, we're not Austin. I just don't think we need something that pricey at all.
I know it was expensive. That's all that I hear them say, and I think that's probably the main reason that they derailed it. But I don't see why. I don't know if they gave sufficient reasons as to the reasoning behind why they decided not to go forward.
I just don't think we need it. I don't think it's a necessity for our downtown. We have a good transit system. We have the red line, and it just seems like it's an unnecessary way to spend our tax dollars.
You're listening to The Source on KSTX. Those were some opinions from Man on the Streets, Joey Palacios. Thank you so much for collecting those for us. We've also had some opinions from our Facebook page. Scott says, I think the downtown area needs something with the migration back into downtown. It's getting pretty traffic heavy, even at night. I'm not sure a transit system that takes away lanes is the best idea, though. All right, so now we're going to continue the conversation about streetcar, and now we're able to bring in City Council Member Joe Cryer. Councilman Cryer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So were you surprised? Were you taken by the turn of events yesterday?
I was not surprised. You know, I got appointed to City Council back on November the 7th of last year, and I was the first council member to suggest that we ought to have a vote on this issue before anybody on Commissioner's Court or Council did that. It has been a long argument since then, and I am delighted that the new mayor, Ivy Taylor, has taken the lead in saying it's time to hit the pause button to put the streetcar project on the shelf, and also to say that we won't come back unless we get a vote of the people first, which was my argument all along.
So let's talk about that, a vote of the people. What would that look like? Could we have a vote that would just say, can we even talk about rail in San Antonio? Do we have to put up a project, or can we say, can we talk about rail now?
Well, I mean, obviously we can talk about rail. I mean, it is certainly a component of a lot of transportation systems, but I think the point the mayor made yesterday very eloquently is that we should be doing that in the context of a comprehensive transportation plan, not just for downtown San Antonio, not just for San Antonio, but for San Antonio and all of Bexar County. And that plan needs to be something that has broad-based support for all the major components of it. And to the extent that it involves departing dramatically from the traditional way we have moved people in this community, we ought to have a public vote on that.
Sure. Looking back at the 2000 plan that was put forth that was shot down 70% against, $1.5 million light rail proposal, it just seemed at the time, very aggressive. Where were you on that at the time? You were
absolutely. I was head of the chamber at the time. We endorsed that project. I campaigned for it. We took it to the voters. The voters resoundingly, by as you pointed out, by a 2-to-1 margin, said no. And I learned a long time ago that when the voters speak clearly, you listen to them. And I think we did then, and I think we clearly have in terms of this week's developments.
Sure, but it was a plan, it was a very specific plan that people voted on, a $1.5 billion plan. It was a quarter of a cent transportation sales tax. We proposed a 55.5-mile system across the city of San Antonio. Too big of a bite at once, like the elephant. You know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? That was just too much. So when was that really, we don't ever want to have rail in San Antonio vote?
I don't think we should ever say never. My mother taught me that a long time ago. But I think what we are saying and did say by the decision that the mayor and the county judge announced yesterday, what we are saying is that if we're going to make a big change in the way we do something, in this case, the way we move people, that we need broad-based public support in order to do that. And the community has said with 26,000 signatures, we think the way to do that is by having an election.
Okay, let's get some callers in on the conversation. Clayton has called in. Clayton, welcome to The Source. Thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My comment was this. Just as we have a lot of politicians who approach governance of the people as a football game, we have a lot of people in city management, or I'm sure in every city, that approach it as a competition between cities. You know, hey, San Francisco's got this beautiful, unique trolley line. Boy, why can't we have that? And I think that's the basis for most of the streetcar, and the fact that there's a lot of wealthy and powerful people downtown who don't want to have to go to the parking garage to get around at lunch. And it would benefit them and the tourists. But the rest of San Antonio knows. The poor people don't ride the bus. It wouldn't benefit most of the people in San Antonio. It's more of a decoration, I think, than anything else. And that's my opinion, and I'll listen to their reaction off the air.
Okay, Clayton, thank you for your call. We appreciate that. So talks about having amenities in San Antonio, whether or not it's just for appearances or if it's actually going to help our transportation issue, Councilman Cryer. So there was concern about the trying to get the buses out of downtown. That was one of the big talking points of streetcar, or at least 60% of the buses out of downtown because they were just clogging up the streets. What's going to happen now?
Yes. Number one, Clarence makes a number of very good points. I remember hearing Alex Briseño say that one of the reasons we needed to do this was so the UTSA students and lawyers near the courthouse could take the streetcar to lunch at Rosario's. And I'm thinking, gosh, we're going to spend $400 million so these guys can go to lunch at Rosario's. So there was a lot of the keeping up with the Joneses aspect of that argument. But to get down to the brass tacks, a substantial number of our community do rely on buses. And a lot of people who don't have cars or can't afford cars rely on buses. And we've got to do a better job, frankly, of running our bus capacity, number one. Number two, your point about too many buses downtown, and as population increases, that will accelerate. There's a lot of ways to deal with that challenge. If I were the head of VIA after yesterday's announcement, what I would be doing, and I did this at the chamber all the time, is to say to my staff, y'all find me the 10 cities around the world that are regarded as having the most efficient, the most extensive, and the most effective bus system. Buses and Primo, by the way, which, as you know, have turned out to be very popular. And I think we could find some cities that are doing a much better job of utilizing how they use their buses, where they route their buses, how they avoid congestion in certain places. And I will bet you we don't have to reinvent the wheel here. There's others out there doing this. We just need to go find them.
You know, another interesting thing about that vote in 2000 that shot down the $1.5 billion light rail plan for San Antonio, it was also a big vote that we had on fluoride in San Antonio. Voters also turned down fluoride in the city's drinking water at the time. Do you think that could have had an impact on that vote?
Well, of course, we subsequently passed fluoride.
But also, there was a lot of intensity at that time.
There was, and, you know, as the old line goes, democracy is a funny thing. People tend to like it when it goes their way and don't like it when it doesn't. Houston voted four times before they authorized their current light rail system. Austin voted four times before they decided to back out of the South Texas nuclear project and sell most of their interest. Elections require talking to the community, winning their support, giving them a case that they understand and believe in. I think the reason we lost that rail proposal in 2000 was at the end of the day we did not have a proposal that people liked and that they believed would be something they would get a benefit from.
Yeah, but if we had known at the time when we were voting on it and we voted against it, we thought this is not the right proposal for us. But that 15 years later, we'd still be having this fight that people would have probably said, okay, we'll go with this one. It's better than nothing. I mean, this was too big, and then yesterday's was too small. We need the Goldilocks one, the one that's just right, a plan.
Yeah, that would absolutely be the best way to do it. I mean, I, you know, your point is well taken. We've got to go back to the drawing board and build a broader and wider consensus. And we have done that in this community many times in the past. We did it for the Alamo Dome. We did it for the Spurs facility. We did it for fluoride. We've done it for literally dozens of streets and drainage bond issues, school bond issues. I was a part of the $500 million bond issue for San Antonio Independent School District to repair and replace 100-year-old downtown schools. If you make the case to the public and they buy into it, they will give you their vote. It was clear from these 26,000 signatures there was no buy-in to this proposal.
My other concern is that this is such a divisive issue that is going to corrupt other things that the city has to tackle. Is this something we can compartmentalize? Because everyone is acting like this is such a huge deal and this is going to swallow up the city. It's just a little streetcar project. Can we just calm everyone down?
Well, we all do need to put this in our rearview mirror and move on to other issues. We've got Mayor Taylor, who will only be here until May of next year, has got two or three big issues right in front of her. We've got a $1 billion budget to balance, number one. Number two, we've got a water contract deal out there that could secure the city's water future for the next 30 years. And number three, we've got a police and fire contract issue in front of us. And if we don't resolve some of the health insurance and health care cost issues that triggered that, this city could be bankrupt in another 20 years. So you're right. We've got to say, hey, a decision's been made on streetcar. Let's move on.
Right. And we realize this is not going to make or break San Antonio one way or the other, but it certainly is a step in trying to decide what we want our city to be. City Councilman Joe Cryer, thank you so much for joining us. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.